Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Boxing Day, Tuesday the 26th of December. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, as we celebrate Christmas, we focus on Jesus our Saviour, the one who brings love, peace and grace to each one of us. Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. Our Bible reading is once again Luke chapter 2 and verses 8 to 12. The Shepherds and Angels. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Amen. In the hustle and bustle of the Christmas season, it's easy to get caught up in the decorations, the gifts, and the festivities. But amidst all the excitement, it's crucial that we take a moment to truly behold Jesus, to reflect on the incredible truth that God Himself came to earth in human form. Our passage tells us the story of the shepherds who were keeping watch over their flock by night. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. Can you imagine the awe and wonder they must have felt in that moment? The angel brought them the most astounding news. "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." The shepherds wasted no time and hurried to Bethlehem to see this miraculous event. And there, in a humble stable, they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. As they gazed upon the face of the newborn Saviour, they beheld the very image of God Himself. In that tiny, vulnerable baby, they saw the fullness of God's love and grace. This Christmas, let us follow the example of the shepherds and take the time to behold Jesus. In a world that often distorts and misunderstands who God is, Jesus came to reveal the true nature of our Heavenly Father. He demonstrated compassion, forgiveness, and selflessness. He showed us what it means to love unconditionally and to serve others sacrificially. If we want to know what God is like, we need only to look at Jesus. Beholding Jesus is not just a one-time event. It's an ongoing practice that should shape our lives. As we study the Gospels and meditate on the life of Jesus, we begin to understand His heart and His desires for us. We see His power to heal the broken, His willingness to forgive the sinner, and His invitation to experience abundant life in Him. So this Christmas, let us slow down and take in the best news ever announced to humankind, that God has come to earth in human form. Let us behold Jesus, the embodiment of God's love and grace. And as we do, let us allow His life and teachings to transform us from the inside out. As you think about these thoughts today, this question may help you delve a little deeper. How can you intentionally behold Jesus this Christmas season and allow his life to shape your own? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we think about the best gift that we can give to Jesus.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.